This will be an analytical meditation on the four points of karma. So we start with our posture, ensuring that we're sitting comfortably, feeling grounded. The back is straight, shoulders back and down. And the body is fully relaxed. Taking three deep breaths from the abdomen, release tensions on the out-breath. And setting our motivation by recognizing the workings of karma in my own life, may I become more beneficial to all those around me, all those dear to me, and all those further away, to all sentient beings everywhere. And now, to concentrate our minds, just observing the breath as it comes and goes at the nostrils. Just attending to that natural flow of the breath, not controlling it, not grasping, not trying to do anything, just observe. And now, recall an incident that you regret. Perhaps a rude remark that you made because of your impatience, or a disrespectful action you took. Something you recognize was harmful. Now focusing on just that action, that incident, generate regret. Knowing that karma is definite, that selfish actions will result in negative results for oneself at some point in the future. Generate strong regret for that action. And now recalling that karmic imprints increase over time, vow to restrain yourself, or at least to regret and purify in the future when such negative habits arise again. And knowing that one will never experience a karmic result one did not create the cause for, vow to do positive actions in similar situations in the future. Imagine yourself doing so, restraining yourself from the negative and doing positive instead. And now remembering that karmic causes created are never lost, recognize the very great importance of restraining yourself from repeating such negative actions in the future and undertaking purification practices as soon as possible after having slipped up and done the negative deed again. Recognize exactly what negative tendency within you needs to be purified and overcome in relation to this incident. And now recall a beneficial activity you completed, some action that helped others. rejoice for that positive thing you did, knowing that karma is definite. Beneficial actions will lead to positive results for you in the future. Rejoice strongly, recalling that karmic imprints increase over time, and vow to continue such beneficial actions in the future. Knowing that one will never experience a karmic result one did not create the cause for, vow to increase further your positive actions in the future. Imagine doing so, expand on that positive action. Remembering that karmic causes created are never lost, recognize the great importance of encouraging yourself, expanding on that positive action. Recognize exactly what positive tendency needs to be further developed, further expanded out. Consider how you can develop this tendency further. How can you be more beneficial, more helpful to more sentient beings? We each have Buddha potential, the potential to clear away all negativities and reveal all the qualities of a Buddha within ourselves. And so we start right where we are, to clear away negative mental habits and develop further our positive ones. And now let us dedicate our positive merit from this meditation with Master Shantideva's Bodhicaryavatara dedication, page 23 of the prayer book. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.